This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 3 years, the Chinese government has brought corruption cases against 750,000 Communist Party members. Hormel is being forced to calculate back pay for workers for the time spent off the clock changing into uniforms. That's the sausage and hot dog company. Greece is opening new migrant camps at the rate of one per day. China has reported that its coal consumption declined 3.4% in 2015, indicating that its coal use may have peaked, helping climate change. So-called honor killings killed more than 700 women in Pakistan in 2014, according to the Arit Foundation, a women's advocacy group. Federal and local law enforcement agencies have arrested 11 members of a polygamous sect in Utah for massive food stamp fraud and money laundering. Facebook is under antitrust investigation in Germany about abuse of its dominant position in social networking. Lead levels in Cleveland children are twice as high as levels for Flint, Michigan, because of lead paint, not lead in the water. Brazil, prompted by labor union petitions, has opened a criminal investigation into whether or not McDonald's has violated their franchise and other laws. Over 9,000 Ukrainians have died since the conflict began in April 2014. Honduran indigenous environmental activist and winner of the Goldman Prize, Berta Cáceres, was assassinated in her hometown. She had opposed the building of a dam on land sacred to her people. Chief Justice Roberts refused to block an EPA order to limit emissions of mercury and other toxic pollutants from coal-fired power plants in a victory for the Obama administration. A CNN poll says that 66% of Americans believe the Senate should hold hearings on the Supreme Court vacancy. In a new record, 20 million now have signed up for Obamacare. An activist group of comedians in Mexico calling themselves the Super Civicos has embraced public shaming to embarrass illegal parkers, corrupt police officers, and just plain bad neighbors. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.